We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to call your attention to Proverbs chapter 30. And we're going to read three verses of Scripture because they really cannot be separated. They all fit together with a very simple, common theme that I want to share with you today as we seek to worship the Lord. In verse 18, it says, "There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness." Now, it's interesting there that the writer, Agur, says that there are four things that he, when it says wonderful, it's not that there are wonderful things, but rather that they are something that cannot be fathomed, something you cannot determine. That's the idea behind the use of the word wonderful there. First of all, he says, the way of the eagle in the air. You watch an eagle that's soaring in the air. He doesn't leave a contrail like an airplane does. He soars, and one minute he's there, next minute he's gone. And you can't say, well, let me follow his trail, and I'll find out where he's at. There isn't one, is there? The second one, a serpent upon a rock. A snake slithers over a rock and makes his way underneath the grass, and you don't know where he's been or where he's going and where he's gone. Now, worms leave a slimy trail behind them. Birds, whenever they land, they leave their marks too. Not to mention feathers and whatever. They leave their marks of where they've been, but not the snake, all right? Then it says here, the ship in the midst of the sea. Now, this was back in the ancient times. You have to think of ancient ships, as Agur would think. Whenever a sailboat goes through the water, it doesn't leave a trail. It's unmarked. Now, today, you can see the propeller action of a big ship, and it leaves a trail behind it that goes for miles, and then finally it dissipates as the ocean moves. But in Agur's day, a sailboat sailing through the water leaves no marks. Now, this is the point. This is where he's going with this. And then he says this, and the way of a man with a maid. And then he explains what he's talking about in verse 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Now I want you to listen carefully here. In the book of Proverbs, there's a lot said concerning young men being warned about wicked women. All right? Watching yourself. The first 11 chapters of the book of Proverbs, almost exclusively on that theme. Very important. And in those passages we read, stolen waters are sweet, saith the foolish woman, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. In secret. This is the concept. Stolen bread is much more pleasant because when you eat it, there's nothing left of your crime. Right? It's gone. And a woman who participates by, as it's pictured here, eating bread and then wiping the crumbs away from her mouth says, I've done nothing wrong. I haven't committed a crime. You can't prove it. Now here is the point. Secret sin. Secret sin is dangerous. What about a man with a woman who's having a tryst? By the way, what is a tryst? It is a secret meeting. Secret from other people's eyes and minds, but known only to two people. This is the point. Secret sin is the most dangerous. You've got to watch out for that. Don't think you can hide your sin. You may wipe your mouth and the crumbs aren't present there, but God knows, because the Bible says, Thou, God, seest me. You may hide it from men, but you cannot hide it from God. This is how sin entangles and are seldom recovered from. Secret sinners become escape artists. And they become successful at it. The Houdinis of the world. Oh, I've done this for a long time. I know how to get away with it. I can get away with it. You will not get away with it. That's the whole point of this passage. Yes, the eagle can fly through the air and make its course. You can't trace it. Yes, the snake can crawl across the rock and you can't trace it. Yes, the sailboat goes through the water and you don't know where its path has gone. And a man may say to himself, I can get away with my wrongdoing. We know how to cover it up. We know how to hide. An adulterous woman can wipe her lips of the crumbs from her face and say, I haven't done anything wrong. But the point is this, and Agur is making this through the back door, so to speak. You cannot cover sin. You cannot cover sin. It will come to light sooner or later. This happens over and over again in our world. And yet people somehow think, I'm exempt from that. It won't happen to me. I'm an expert. I know how to cover things. I know how to make it work. You cannot cover sin. And that's what makes it so dangerous. Because people are deceived and think in their minds, I can do it. I can do it. God says very clearly in His Word, I see you, I know you, and you will pay for your sin. Believe on me, trust in me, and be saved and be delivered from your sin. The question is, are we going to believe God? That's what the gospel comes down to. Are we going to believe God? Am I a sinner? God says, yes. But my heart says something else. My heart says I'm not so bad, and God may be wrong about me. That will keep you out of heaven and damn your soul to hell with that kind of an attitude. May God help us today as we've come together to worship Him and to sing praises. Are we willing to be an honest worshiper? I mean, be honest. Have I come with my own preconceived ideas of who I am as a person, and I'm quite content with who I think I am, or am I willing to hear God's Word and allow God to do His perfect work and let Him reveal in me the reality of my condition and be honest about it? That's true worship. And so may God help us today as we've come to worship Him. When we sing, are we honest when we sing? Are we honest when we pray? Are we honest when we open the Word? Dishonesty will keep you from God's blessing. And He will keep you from worshiping God in spirit and in truth. God help us today.